Blog Talk Radio.
Today's segment of a live issue of, a live segment of the A New Day show. And happy Sunday to you, wherever you're listening from. I had a gorgeous Sunday evening with four of my amazing lady friends came over. We cooked on the grill. We had some nice conversation and laughter, and I want to thank my friend Chandel, Sophia, Audrey and Dara, and baby Lucy for coming over and to spend this, invest the quality time in making my Sunday evening enjoyable. And they have just set the pace for me to come and spend the rest of this Sunday evening with you. Well, I'm waiting on my honored guest to call in. But while I do that, I want to just give you some feedback. You know, for weeks I have been mentioning on the air that I was going down to participate in the Virgin Islands Catwalk for Cure. And I tell you, it was off the chart. It was a magnificent event, and I just want to congratulate the organizers, Mr. Forrest Butler and his team. I just want to congratulate you guys for putting on a phenomenal, phenomenal event. And I tell you, I met I met a lot of people there. However, I met two amazing young women there. And one of them is going to be on the show tonight. And she is the Miss New York Princess. And her name is Faith Jackson, Princess Faith Jackson. And I'm waiting to have her in. I want to say hello. I just have some issues with the chat room. I want to welcome Dr. Cuttle and also guest 79, 49, 78 to the chat. I want to thank you guys for coming. I am waiting on my guest to call in. And I tell you, this young woman is amazing. I tell you, amazing. And while I wait on her to call in, I'm going to go ahead and just read the cover letter that she wrote. And the letter begins by saying, "Dear Sir, Madam, I am a bright, talented 8-year-old who enjoys modeling, acting, pageantry, singing, dancing, and making friends. I love putting smiles on people's faces. I am currently Miss New York Princess Queen, Miss New York Cover Girl, National Cover Miss Princess. I have 3 years of experience in pageantry, casual wear modeling, which I won 2 years in a row. I also have experience in fashion shoots. I do ballet, hip hop, jazz, and a little of other dances such as modern folk, swing, and ballroom. I recently obtained a new title, Miss USA Ambassador. I have a great personality. I am high-spirited, who has an eye for fashion. I have done hours of community involvement. I was the team leader in raising money for the 2011 AIDS Walk. I am currently enrolled in Explorer Talent. I have auditioned with Wilhelmina Modeling Agency. My sporting activities are soccer, tennis, baseball, and volleyball. I volunteer for local pantry on weekends to feed the less fortunate. My goal is to be the best I can be. Thank you for considering. I look forward to speaking with you soon, sincerely." Well, I tell you, I met this young woman at the Virgin Islands catwalk down there in New York this past Friday night. And we had a conversation, and I tell you, she is so eloquent and so talented. And I'm going to try and call her number now because I'm not sure why they are not calling. They probably got tied up in another event. However, I am going to go ahead and call her now. And I tell you, oh, what a personality, what a confidence. I tell you, every question I ask her, she was on the money. She did not blink an eyelid about answering the question. She came right there with the question. So I am calling her. Okay, I think, yes. So I am calling her now, and I am praying that they would.
Hello?
Well, hello. Is this Miss Cynthia?
Miss Cynthia.
This is Miss Christine.
Oh, yes. Hi. Yes, how are you?
I'm wonderful. You should have called into the show, so I need to let you know you're on live.
Oh, I'm on live. Oh, you yes. Okay.
Where is Faith?
Faith is right here.
Okay, so I'm waiting. We have people in the chat room, and we started the show, and I just read her her bio, and
yes.
I want to have you on as part of the conversation as well. So can you go on?
You call the cell phone. Wouldn't it be possible for you to call the house?
Well, you call the show, please. Call the
okay.
show.
Okay, let me.
646-915-8166. Please call that
915-8166?
Yes, please call
okay.
that number. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, she's going to call us back in, and I'm waiting to see her. Just bear with me. Welcome, everyone, to the show. And, yes, so I'm waiting on her, and we're going to have her on. And I tell you, this is just so amazing. I met another young woman there who is only 11 years old, and she has been modeling since she was 4 years old. I'm working on having her on the show as well, and to have her share her story, because I tell you, even us as adults can learn something from these young people. Young people are making waves, and they are doing all the amazing things that they can do. So I am just so honored that I was able to spend time with them at this event. And I also met Septimus, who is an artist and designer there. And I'm looking to have him. And, oh my heavens, Miss Melba Moore. Miss Melba Moore tore the house up. She did her new single, and it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal event. So now I have Miss Princess Queen Faith Jackson on the line. Is this Christine or Faith?
Both, Christine and Faith.
Hello.
Okay. Hello, Miss Faith. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, we have people in the chat room, and I want you to please introduce yourself to the people. While I was waiting to have you call in, I'm hearing some disturbance in the background, so you have to clear that up. Maybe you have a window open or something. So I want for you to... Okay. Everything that's happening, we're hearing.
Okay.
You're on live, so you have to, if you have a window open or something, you need to close that.
Okay.
And we cannot have people in the background that's talking, because everything is going to be distracted and be part of the show. They can listen on the computer and everything, but they need to be very quiet. So.
Okay.
I want you, Madam Queen, I want to thank you, ma'am, for taking time out to spend this time with me.
Please
take this time and introduce yourself to the listeners, and people are listening to you all over the world.
Okay. Hi, my name is Faith Juanita Jackson. I am 8 years old. And I live in the Bronx, New York. And when I grow up, I would like to be a female firefighter. And I love enjoying modeling and community involvement.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I know. I'm listening. Is that all you want to tell the people tonight? About who you are, and you are the reigning queen, right?
Yes.
Well, tell the people a little bit about that.
Well, I am Miss New York, and I have another title, Cover Girl and National Cover Girl.
Oh.
I won National Cover Girl at California.
Wow. And what does that mean to be a National Cover Girl?
National Cover Girl means, like, you sell ads in the book for NAMM, the pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And raise money for the pageant.
Ah, okay. So how long have you been the queen?
One year.
1 year. And
yes.
How many other girls entered that pageant when you entered?
I think it was...
It was 53.
It was 53, yes.
53 girls.
53 girls, and you came out the queen and the winner.
Yes.
What did that feel like?
I was so happy with a blessing.
Ah, wonderful. It was a blessing. And when you were crowned the queen, what did the other girls say to you after you were wearing the crown?
Well, they came up, gave me a hug, and I was crying. They were crying too. They said, congratulations.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. And why were you crying?
Because I couldn't believe I won.
Wow. Wow. And do you remember the first day when you went back to school after being crowned as the queen? What was that like for you?
Well, I was so happy. I told everybody in my class. People were like, wow, you did. I mean, I said the trophy's sparkling. I mean, I was so happy that day.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, as the reigning queen, what are some of your responsibilities? What do you have to do?
Well, I'll be role model for young girls, and like I speak properly, I sit nice, and I like.
And yeah, go ahead. You're doing great.
Thank you. Like, yeah. I teach them how to be themselves.
Right. And when you say you teach them how to be themselves, what exactly do you mean by that?
I mean, like, sitting properly and sitting up and, like, learn to be themselves.
Basically, what she does is teach young children how to just, you know, be who they are, and they're beautiful inside out.
And I want you, Christine, to take some time and introduce yourself.
Oh, hello. My name is Christine Prince Jackson. I'm Faith Jackson's mom, and I also live in the Bronx, New York. I am very proud of my daughter because Faith is coming a long way. She started National American Miss Pageant when she was 8 years, when 3 years ago, when she was 5 years old. Faith was not always this talkative. She was coming from a shy little girl. She was always well-behaved and well-mannered, but she was very shy. So my husband and I, we decided to, like, put her in this pageant because we learned about National American Miss. It's no makeup. It's nothing fake. It's scholarship. It teaches you sportsmanship, and it teaches you how to be a true leader and believe in yourself. So we said, let's try it, and, you know, we tried it, and we are so grateful we did because Faith has turned out to be a well-spoken, well-mannered, well-disciplined young lady who do over 90 hours of community involvement, from reading at local libraries to serving in local pantries. She basically do every walk there is, Cancer Society. She recently did a walk, the AIDS walk, and she raised money for her team, She named herself Team Faith, and she had a team. She had like 18
members.
Team members, and she raised $82 for the AIDS ward, and that was her first time building a team of her own, and I'm so proud of her.
Congratulations, Christine.
Thank
I want to ask you a question because
yes.
You made me to understand on Friday night that you are also a Jamaican.
Yes, I am a West Indian. I am from Jamaica, Kingston. I was born in Jamaica, mm-hmm. in Kingston.
Well,
let me ask you
a question.
Okay.
When you call your relatives back home and told them that you were putting your child in a pageant, what were some of the feedbacks that you got from our Jamaican folks?
Honestly, as West Indian, not many West Indians support pageants. I don't know why.
That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, okay, they was not happy. They was not excited. They like, you putting her in a pageant, then she's going to start wearing makeup, she's going to start acting grown, and she's going to be flaunting herself on the runway. I'm like, no, this is not the pageant that you guys see on TV or anything like that. This pageant is for scholarship, sportsmanship. I basically have to explain to everyone I meet, like, mm-hmm. as soon as they see Faith in her crown and banner, or she's volunteering, or she's doing something, the first thing they say, oh, that's Toddler and Tierra. I'm like, no, it's nothing like Toddler and Tierra. She do not wear makeup. She's 8 years old. She never wear makeup. She don't wear a swimsuit. The pageant is no swimsuit, no makeup. You can't even wear lip gloss that is going to be too shiny on your lips. So you have to be naturally you.
I ask you that question because I know how we West Indians are.
Yes.
We are old school, as we like to put it. And I think because of our
culture, customs,
is that a lot of times the talents of our children get suppressed. And
yes.
This is why...
That's so true.
Our children grow up and not being able to express their God-given talents.
Talents, that's right.
A lot of times we do not take the time to learn about the things that we are not familiar with.
Yes.
Instead, we just look at it and we figure that this thing is bad. And that thing is bad, and why you want to do this, and why you want to do
yes.
that, and why you want to do the other. Instead of getting the research.
Research and
learn.
Know what it's about before you reject it. And
yes.
not to cut to you, but I grew up, because we grew up basically the same way, because that's West Indian, Jamaican. And my mom wanted me to be a nurse. I didn't want to be a nurse. My mom wanted me to be a nurse or a secretary. I went to school for secretarial course. Right now, I'm not a secretary because that's not what I wanted to do. What I really want to do is not what they support you to do. And I think mothers should give their children the opportunity to explore things that are not damaging to their education or their health. Because if my daughter was to compete in this pageant and she has to wear makeup and swimsuit at 8 years old, I would have to rethink it, because I would be like, she's not ready for that as yet. But if it's something that is going to uplift your child and give them a better education and a better way in life where they could express themselves, why not give it a try?
But you know something, Christine?
Yes.
And you said mothers, but I just want to go ahead and use the word parent instead.
Parents, I'm sorry.
Because,
yeah, parents.
No. No need for an apology.
Okay.
But what I want to point out is
yes.
the fact that before we can allow our children to participate in these empowering endeavors,
yes.
we first must begin to listen to our
yes.
children.
That's so true.
We do not know what our children desires are. We don't know what they are good at. Because a lot of us is still practicing that children are to be seen and not heard.
Wow, I used to hear that all the time. Growing up, I used to hear that all the time.
And
yep.
In order for us to encourage our children, we must listen to them. And one of the things that will happen is that a lot of times when someone is working on sharing with us what is happening inside of them, what they were created to do.
Yes.
We probably don't understand it because it's not our calling. So as parents, what we need to do is to tell our young people that although they ask them to lower the computer because I'm hearing the feedback. That
okay.
Although I do not understand what you're expressing, I am here to support you until I understand it, because that's what the children need. They need our support and our encouragement so that they can build their self-esteem, which will help them to be molded into mature adults. And I'm going to come back to you, Christine, for
okay, thank you.
Your feedback on what I just said. Then I want to go back to Queen Jackson.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. Listen, guys, everything you say gets heard. I don't have you muted. You're on. So do you want to give a feedback to what I had said before, and then I'm going to go to Queen Jackson, back to Queen Jackson?
Okay. Okay. Basically, what you said was self-explanatory. It's so true that I have three children, and I always, I have an older boy, he's 14, Faith is 8, and I have a baby 3 years old. And I, being a mother, I enjoy, me and my husband and I, we enjoy sitting them down and, speaking to them. Like, a few people would say, oh, you talking to Faith? She's only 8 years old. But I said, no, I want to know if she enjoyed doing this. And, you know, I always ask her, would you like to try that? You want to try out dancing? You want to try out ballet? She would say, oh, I've never done tap before, so I can't do tap. I'm like, no, you can. Never say you can. The word, we don't use I can't in my household.
Mm-hmm.
In our household, you can try. If you try and you fail, you could try again.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I believe, and what you're saying is honestly true, because so many females, so many males, young females, young male. They have no structure. They have no path. They have no one to speak to them and tell them, which route to go. They're just lost to things. Because, as you said, parents tend to want you back then to do what they want. I think it was more about them, and children must be seen and not heard, so you must keep your mouth shut and just be seen. But it can't happen like that. What parents have to learn is to listen to their children, as you mentioned, and, you know, talk to your kids. They're never too young or never too old to speak to. Sit them down. Have special times. I know a lot of parents work and busy and sometimes can't find the time, but please, I stress, please make the time. It doesn't matter if it's 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Put aside some time and spend it with your children, because they really, really appreciate it. Because my children do. I sit with them and I give them individual time. I will spend time with Faith. I will spend time with my older son, Heaven. And I will spend quality time with my younger son, Michael, and let them see that, you know, we are there for you, and we are there to support you in what you do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's positive, that's the way we are going.
And yes, and we have to prepare. We need to be also prepared for when those negative times.
When the negative times come up.
In their lives. We also need to learn how to turn that around and explain to them what will happen if they follow through on the negative route versus if they convert that into the positive route. So, okay, I want to go back to Faith. Faith?
Hello?
Yes. So I want to go back to you. You are the reigning queen. You wear that tiara well. I think you are a great role model for young girls.
Thank you.
What would you like to say to young girls to encourage them in life? What would you like to tell them?
I would like to say, just believe in yourself. No matter what comes in your way, you can always do it.
That's right. No matter what comes in your way, so long as you believe in yourself, you can be a success. Now, as the reigning queen, and you volunteer, I see you volunteer a lot, so you are involved in the community. How do you balance your school work and being the queen and being out there helping out in your in the community? Is your school work falling behind?
No. I have, like, on my report card, I have all fours.
Oh, all fours and the report card. So that means that is a good thing. What grade are you in?
I'm going to the third grade.
You are going to the third grade.
Yes.
What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. So let's say that when you go back to school, some of the little girls would come to you and say that, oh, we want to start entering the pageant. And, oh, can you help us to prepare for this? What would you be telling them?
Well, I'll be telling them, believe in yourself, try very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And since I know them, I, like, give them tips and stuff.
What kind of tips you would give them?
Like, I'm saying, like, sit properly, don't cross your legs, just, like, you know, let's put them down and, like, put their 2 foot and put your foot, your hand on your head and sit up and sit gently and don't smile, have a big smile, don't play with your clothes and just calm, believe in yourself.
Is it all right for them to pick their nostrils?
No.
Why, Faith? Huh, Faith?
It's not very good.
It's not very good, right?
No.
Is it good for adults to be picking their nostrils too?
No.
Is it okay for them to be chewing gum while they're speaking to other people?
No.
So, I think I could get you to teach a class in etiquette, not only to little girls, but to a lot of grown-ups. I'm going to come back to you, Faith. I want to welcome Dr. Cheryl Cuttle to the chat from Canada, guest 4978 and guest 5744. I want to encourage you to please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Please call in and speak with the queen herself and ask her a question and give her some encouragement. So let me hear from you. So, Faith.
Yes?
How does your brother feel about you being the queen? He's a sharp dresser himself. I was looking at him Friday night. And did you dress your brother? He's sharp.
No, he dressed himself.
He dressed himself. I think he wants to be a model too.
He does.
He does? And Faith, I tell you something. You puzzled me because when they call you on the catwalk and they introduce you and they ask you to walk the runway, girl, you just took off.
Thank you.
And you worked that runway. How did you learn to do the runway that well?
Well, because I'm a model.
You're a model as well?
Yes.
Oh, tell me about that, lady friend. Since when you're modeling?
Since I was...
Five.
So 3 years.
Yes, 3 years.
You're going to have to give me some tips as well. So that I can learn some of those walking down the runway because I've never done that. And I look at you.
Okay.
So... You're the queen. You're the cover Miss you're Miss USA ambassador. Let's talk about that. What is that title about?
It's about like community involvement and volunteering work.
Okay.
Since I did a lot of that, so that's why I entered that pageant.
Oh. And I tell you, you are all around, all rounder. So you are also Miss New York Cover Girl.
Yes.
What does it take for one to win that title?
Well, it's almost the same as National Cover Miss. You have to sell ads. Like the person with the most ads wins.
Oh,
Cover Girl.
Okay, okay.
Can I intervene a little?
Yes.
Okay, basically, CoverGirl is for who supporting their pageant the most in that division. And by Faith doing so many volunteer work and stuff like that, she had so many sponsors where they sponsor her and put, like, stuff, put, like, congratulations and all of this other stuff of encouragement on pages of ad for her. So she ended, she landed 10 and a half pages for state, which won her the cover girl. And then she had so many supporters again at national. So she went to national and competed and she won. She had 15 and almost a half pages as well. Because if you volunteer and do different stuff for your pageant, it's like you raise, you know, you raise a lot of awareness to your pageants.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how she became the National Cover Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she remember if mentioned she works full-time with product model management.
What?
So she, as a model, she worked as a print model, she worked as a print model where she's recently, a month ago, she landed that job.
Ah, and well, let her tell me. And
okay.
Christine?
Yes?
When I ask her a question, just let her take her time to explain it.
Okay.
Without propping her on the side. So just let her take her time. If I need you to add to what she says, I will ask you.
Thank you.
If you, Faith?
Yes?
Would you please explain to me what it is about that new job that you got? Girlfriend, you're collecting a paycheck.
Yes.
Oh,
so
my Go ahead.
Well, how I started is, first my school had to write this paper so I can get in product modelment.
Mm-hmm.
So they signed it. And then the first thing that came in the mail was my work permit. So
what?
I get two. Yes, my work permit.
Wow.
Yes.
So tell me about that. When you opened that envelope and you saw that work permit, but can I tell you something, Faith?
Yes.
Before I carry on? I want to read, there's a lady on the show who is listening all the way from Canada. And she says, Faith, you
yes.
are a great, this is what Dr. Cuttle, the lady's name is Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, and she's from Canada. And she writes, Faith, you are a great inspiration to girls of all ages. And
yes.
she wants to congratulate you. Also, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago, there's a lady, Miss Earlene, who is also listening to you. And when they write something, I will read it for you. And if they call in,
Thank you. You
will hear what they are saying. So not only are you inspiring this old lady, you are inspiring women and girls all over the world, Faith.
Thank you.
So we want to thank you for that, honey. So
you're
go
welcome.
Ahead. Go ahead and explain to me about the work permit.
Well, when I got that work permit, I was so happy. I said, Mom, am I ready to work yet? She said, no, you have one more work permit to come in the mail. So I waited a little while, and when it came, I was so, so happy. I couldn't believe I had a work permit.
So let me ask you something, Faith.
Yes.
When you collect that money, what are you going to do with that paycheck?
Well, I'm gonna save some in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
My mom set up an account for me, so I'm gonna put some money in the bank and like maybe, you know, just see what I'm gonna buy with the other money.
You already have the stuff set up, the money
yes.
in the bank and everything. So you're going to be saving for college and all of that. One, that is amazing, Faith. Because
thank
there's
you.
Some, Faith, there are some grown folks who don't have a job, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if they keep doing what they are doing, they too can go get a work permit, and they don't even need a work permit.
Yes.
They don't even need a work permit. Now let me ask you. You have been involved in pageants for a long time.
Yes.
Have you seen any developments in you as a person?
Yes.
You know, I know what your mom said, but as you view you, what are some of the improvements you have seen?
Well, I used to be very shy. I used to, like, hide behind my mom and not speak. But I got out of that. Now I speak to people. I give them a hug. I talk to people. I sit up now. I don't crunch down. I put my hands on my lap. I don't clear my clothes. I don't dig on in my nose or my ears. I don't clear my hair. None of that.
Oh, Faith, you are so precious.
Thank
I tell you.
You
it is such an honor to meet you, and I tell you, everything that you just explained is accurate because I observed you on Friday night at the Virgin Islands catwalk, and I observed you sitting over there until they were ready to introduce you, and when you stood with poise, and
thank
I could look
and
went. When I heard you were 8 years, girl, I tell you something, because when I met Diva Davana, I was already floored because she was 11 years old. But then they said that Miss New York Princess, 8 years old. I said, what? And I look over and I saw this little queen entered the runway. And I saw confidence, I saw courage, and I saw poise. And I tell you, girl, I know every little girl in your school wants to be your friend.
Thank you very much.
So when you become a female firefighter, are you still going to be modeling?
Yes, I will.
So that's going to be a secondary thing?
Yes.
Because this is in your blood and you're not going to stop it, huh?
No.
So guess what? I know your daddy is happy, Faith. He's so happy you got that work permit, so he don't have to worry about college.
No, he's very proud of me.
I know. I saw that smile on his face the other night, and also on your baby brother and your 14-year-old brother. And I know that they are there for you, and they want to just encourage you.
Yes.
You said something earlier on in our conversation about something being a blessing. What do you mean by that, Faith?
Well, I mean, I'm so proud. I have my mom, my dad, my brother. I'm proud to be in this right now. I'm so happy.
But when you say something is a blessing, how can you further explain what a blessing is?
Well, a blessing is to have your family, to be very happy, to have this opportunity.
Where does blessings come from? Who gives us blessings?
God.
So, am I to believe that you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. And it is a blessing when I look at your mom. She's there with you, and she mentioned she takes you on your audition and everything.
Yes.
She wants to be there for you to make sure that she's there to applaud you and to encourage you. So it is indeed a super, super blessing to have a mom like that that believes in you. As a matter of fact, a complete family. Because your baby brother, how old is he?
Well, Michael is 3 years old.
Michael is 3 years old.
Yes.
And I'm watching Michael the other night up there in that event acting like he was 13. Because his eyes was bright, and he was walking side and side with the queen. He wasn't sleeping.
He's very smart.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. He didn't want to speak on the microphone. But I figure he's smart, too, because when I'm speaking to you, he's coming to decide to listen. And do you realize that you are also a role model for Michael as well?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, he is watching you. I want for you to take a sip of water, and I want to go back to your mom.
Okay.
So, Miss Christine, as the proud mother of the queen, and she's doing so many things, what are some of the obstacles that you encounter in your community from other parents, if any?
The obstacles that I encounter in my community, is the biggest obstacle is jealousy.
Mm.
And that's the most I've meet in my community. First, when Faith would walk, kids would roll their eyes. A few kids, not all, but a few kids would roll their eyes, and like parents would like just give major attitude, but as the person I am, I always just smile. I said, Faith, just smile, because one thing I never teach my kids is hatred.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the person I have, I will never teach hatred or certain things to my children. So I would just say, Faith, smile, and, you know, wave at the little girl, you know. We try to make friends, and
if that
don't work, then you just move on, because there's nothing else you really could do.
Right.
And so far, that's all I can encounter. Most of the things we really encounter is, you know, congratulations, and girls want to talk to Faith, and I would give them information about the pageant if they're interested, and I would just like, because I always like to encourage young female or anyone that's around me, like, on my Facebook wall, if you could go back a year ago on my Facebook wall, you would read, I'm always encouraging someone because I believe in encouraging others and uplifting them instead of tearing them down. And, you know, because I've been there and I know what it's like to be ripped down and teared down. And I just always, they said, okay, it's inherited or you was raised that way, so you be that way. No, that's not true. Because I was raised a certain way and I do not raise my children that way. I'm not perfect, but I am a proud mom to say I don't raise my children as how I was raised.
Yeah, because so, it's a different time, it's a different era, and you must grow from that which was not advantageous to you.
That's
and
so true.
I tell you, it warms my heart to listen to an 80-year-old speak about her blessing that comes from God.
Thank God.
You have planted the right seeds in your children, and regardless of what people try to do that's negative, she knows who is protecting her, and that is the Lord. And she knows, I'm sure she knows how to pray and to keep trusting Him and know that He's the one that will protect her.
Yes.
And even in her example, those who might like turn their eyes or whatever they do, they will see her consistency in doing the things she does and also giving back to her community. And prayerfully, they will learn from the examples that she has set forth for them.
That's so true.
As Dr. Cuttle says, that she is an amazing inspiration for girls of all ages. And I got to say, for women and even men as well.
That's true of women, because we would meet grown woman outside, and they was like, oh my gosh, you're my role model, Faye, because her name is on her banner, because that's the way you could know them. And she has older sister queens, so she's the youngest of the bunch, and they have to name each girl and put their name on the back. People would be like, Faith, you are my role model. Can I have your autograph? And she would just speak to them. Faith have a pure heart. Like, she's just
beautiful.
The Faith you met at the Caribbean catwalk is the same Faith. She just have this pure heart to her, and like, everyone she met is just saying, oh my, she is so sweet, she is so pure, she's so innocent, she's so nice. But that's Faith. She's loving, she's kind, and she do not let the crown and banner and that bling on her head get to her. I see my daughter, we do fundraising and we do community involvement, and my daughter, she, doesn't matter how you look, you could, people would say, oh, it's a crazy person, dirty person on the street. My daughter will go up to that person and hug them, shake their hand, or do anything.
Beautiful.
She do not discriminate against no one. And
beautiful.
I just love that. That just brings tears of joy to my heart to see my baby girl just, even my other kids, they would walk up to anyone and hug them, shake their hand, and talk to them. They're not afraid to talk to people
and feel
like they're better, because she have other sister queens that are in the pageant that would not honestly hug or someone, because I don't know why, or they would just feel like, okay, that's not appropriate. But,
but they are
doing certain things, they look at her as a role model and they're older than her.
Exactly. But you know, we all have our habits and hang-ups.
Yes.
And we cannot go around living our lives based on what other people are doing.
That's so true.
We got to know what we treasure and value in our lives. And that's what we need to always do. And so long as we are focused, whether we are children or grown-ups, once we are focused on the right thing, we will get the right result. I want to encourage the listeners, please call in, even one or two calls. Call in and encourage Faith, please. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Please put Faith back on the phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Faith. So now, as the reigning queen, what are some, maybe I should ask you, where are some of the places that you must wear your tiara and your sash when you are going?
Well, like, if I'm going, like, I don't really go to, like, auditions. Like, if I'm going to a nice place or, like, sometimes I wear it, like, if I'm going out. Or, like, if I'm going, like, somewhere for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Are you expected to sometimes go and speak to groups of people, girls or children?
Yes. They'll, like, say, oh, hi, Faith. Can I take a picture with you? And I said, yes.
Oh, how sweet. Just like we were asking to take pictures with you the other night, huh?
Yes.
Well, Faith, I want to, like, change gears. I want to talk about some of the dancing that you do. You're a ballet. You do hip-hop.
Yes.
Jazz. And little, let's talk about some of the different styles of dancing you do.
Well, I like to do modern dance. I do, like, together dance. And sometimes I do folk dance.
Mm-hmm. Which is your favorite if you would choose one?
Well, the favorite is ballet.
Ah, I wonder why. Why is ballet your favorite?
Well, ballet is my favorite because I'm, like, I don't know really why, but it's this thing that makes me so happy. I mean, I get to have fun with it.
Yeah.
I get to, like, express my feelings and, like, do what I really want to do.
Right. You just, it's like, you're free. It's like, you know what an eagle is?
No.
Eagle is a bird, and your mommy can show you a picture of an eagle, and an eagle soar high, and I think when you look on a ballet performer, that's what she is doing. I think she's soaring like an eagle. There's no limit onto her what she's doing, and like you say, it allow you to express yourself, so you can be out there and it's just you. You just flow with it and you just become creative. How long have you been dancing?
For 4 years.
Ah, how often do you dance?
Well, I dance once a month, once a week. I like do it sometimes. I do it a lot.
Yes.
Like I do it on the weekends.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about hip hop, because I always see this word and I don't understand much about hip hop dancing. How is hip hop different from ballet?
Well, hip hop comes with ballet too. Like hip hop can be like it's very like a fast dance, and it's like, you know, you move a lot. Like ballet, you move a lot too. Like in ballet and hip hop, it comes around with the same moves.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And jazz. Some jazz too?
Yes.
How is jazz different from the hip hop and the ballet?
Well, it's like, it's a smooth dance. It's like not too very fast or not too very like tipping on your toe. It's like a fast dance and it's like very smooth. Like you move your body very smooth to the music. Because I think it can be fast or slow music.
Yes. But the jazz is just smooth. Right?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm here trying to just get it on. I mean, I know what the swing is, and I know what the ballroom is, but Faith, I really need some explanation on the modern. Can you help?
Okay, Mommy. Modern is like you make up a dance. Like, you can pick an African song,
mm-hmm.
and you turn it kind of into an Indian song, the dance moves.
Oh!
Yes.
I see. So that's where the modern comes in.
Yes.
I got it, Faith, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. I want to thank you for taking the time for explaining all these different dances for me.
You're welcome.
So, I want to give you a break and I want to go back to your mom to
okay.
ask your mother.
Okay.
Yes, Miss.
Yes.
What, as you look forward into the next 5 years, what would you like to see for Princess Faith?
As I look forward into the next 5 years, I can see Faith excelling in a lot of stuff, as dancing. I can see her being a little ballerina. I can see her going to different school and like speaking to children to tell them how to believe in themselves and to stay in school and stay away from drugs. I can see Faith being a professional model. In 5 years' time, I can see Faith photograph a big print ad in Times Square.
Mm.
I can see Faith doing so much things for Christ, singing, spreading the word. I see her in pantry, serving up a hot meal. I see her doing so many different things as she's doing now, only getting bigger and better at it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up the singing. So, I want to ask Miss Faith.
Are you get on the phone?
What are some of the songs that you sing?
Well, like I sing I can sing a little opera. I can sing like.
You do a cappella. You do a cappella. That means you sing without any music?
Yes, yeah, sometimes.
Oh,
and
would you like to sing a little something for us on the show?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Would you like to?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes. What kind of song? A gospel song?
I don't know. The choice.
You could sing your choice.
Your choice. Whatever you want to sing, you can sing for us.
Okay. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me very much. Jesus loves me very much. Jesus loves me very, very much. Jesus loves me very much.
Yay! Well, I'm telling you, Miss Grace, you are. How do you do voice lessons and music?
No.
So who taught you to sing?
Well, like, I came up with singing. Like, I always watch dance videos, and, like, I sit there and see how they dance and how they sing and how they use their voice.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Do you think you are going to become an author? Do you think you're going to be writing anything? You have any idea what it's going to be about?
I'm coming up with something.
That's right. So we are going to be waiting for you, and we are going to be watching for that, and we know that you are going to be coming back on the show to talk to us about what it is that you have authored, and we are going to be looking forward to that. So, if you just hold, I want to take a commercial break, and I'll be right back with you both.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so we are here in conversation with Miss Faith Jackson, who is Miss New York Cover Girl, National Cover Miss Princess, Miss New York Princess, and Miss USA Ambassador. So My lady friend is all-rounded. She is 8 years old. As you can hear, she is confident, eloquent, and she is just an amazing role model for females, regardless of our age group. And also on the conversation is her mother, Christine, as well. And I want to encourage you guys to please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. So call in and speak to Little Miss Faith and give her some word of encouragement. Or if you have a question for her, we would be willing to have her answer that question for you. Faith.
Yes.
How did you feel about your participation and your involvement in the Virgin Island Catwalk for Cure this Friday evening? What was that like for you?
Well, since I do modeling, I wanted to go to a real fashion show and see how it works.
Mm-hmm. And did you learn anything there?
Yes, I learned a lot of stuff.
Oh, what did you learn? What are some of the things you learned?
Well, like when you're doing
Fred
a,
and I.
Yeah, well, when you're doing a fashion show, sometimes when you're walking, you don't really crouch down when you're walking. You stand up straight, you stop, and you pose, and you stop, and you pose, and you just look at all the cameras.
Mmm. And you had a good seat in the house, too, so you were seeing everything firsthand.
Yes, yes.
You were seeing. How many new people did you meet there on Friday night?
I met a lot of new people.
Yes, and you're excited. You're going to be keeping in touch with them and let them know what you're doing.
Yes, I am.
So what, with your busy schedule as the reigning queen,
yes,
what do you do for fun? When do you get some time to really enjoy the summer and to do some things for Faith?
We make time to do stuff, and sometimes I don't have to go to places, so I take that day for me and my whole family to go somewhere fun, like enjoy the day.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
So, do you have any other official appearances that is coming up over the rest of the summer? Are you going to be appearing at any other places?
Yes, I'm going to the Harlem Week.
Oh, when is that?
The fashion show. What is it again? The 31st, I think? Or the 30th?
Of August?
I think it's on August.
Put Mommy on the phone so Mommy can tell us when that is.
Okay.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
yes, it's August 21st. She's doing the Harlem Week fashion runway. She was chosen out of 200 girls. They chose 100 girls to do the Harlem Week, all different from ages 4 to 20. And she's a part of that 100 girls to do the runway for Harlem Fashion Week. And she was chosen by the designer of Coogee to model their clothes, their clothing line.
And where is, when, what
That's
date?
On August 21st in Harlem.
Okay, you know where in Harlem?
The YMC, it's across from the YMC at 135th Street.
Okay. And that is that open to the public?
It's open to the public, yes it is.
So for those people who want to see Faith in action, that
if
is their opportunity to go
yes.
there.
And on August 21st, it starts at 1 p.m. and it's at 135th Street across from the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. You know how people can get tickets for that?
It's free. It's a free event.
Okay.
It's for Harlem Week.
Okay. You know, we especially I live up in Connecticut, so I don't know what's happening down there. So you can send me something on Facebook.
I will send
so.
You the
right.
information, the full information.
So
I know she didn't mention it, but in a week time, she give up. She's gonna crown the new princess. Because she reigned for a year, you reigned for a year, and she won last year, August. So now she, her job is to crown a new princess.
And when is that going to be?
That will be August 11th to the 14th. And she's going to be the spotlight of the princess, where she has to crown the new princess. She has to do her speech and to do all the necessary stuff that she did to win Miss New York Princess. So she will be busy from August 11th until August 14th.
And where is that event?
That is kept at the Brooklyn Marriott. It's kept at the Brooklyn Marriott downtown at 333 Adams Street.
Mm-hmm. And where people get tickets for that?
The tickets, they could contact me for the tickets. I will give you the information.
Okay, you can go ahead and tell people what the information is, how to contact you. You can go ahead and
you
say
can contact me at 347-401-5098. My name is Christine Jackson, and you can get tickets to see my daughter, Princess Faith, crown the new Princess Queen, and the tickets are $15. The show, you could come from the 11th to watch a show. The 11th is free, but on the 12th and the 13th of the crowning, the ticket is $15.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 5:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at the Brooklyn Marriott, 333 Adams Street, downtown Brooklyn.
All right. All right, please put the queen back on. We have 17 minutes. We have 17 minutes remaining in the show. And no one has called in yet, but people are listening. Faith,
okay.
And people will have the opportunity to download this on their smartphones, and they'll have the opportunity to be listening all over the world. And people will be listening because it is going to be up there on the archive. Faith, before
yes?
we end, we have another 16 minutes remaining.
Yes.
And what would you like to say to us as we close up this segment of having you on their New Day show?
Well,
what
I am very... Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm very happy to be on this show. I can't believe from a shy little girl to this inspiring, making people smile on their face, little girl. I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Yes.
So you think that anybody can do what you're doing, but in order for them to do that, what would it take?
Well, it takes a lot of believing in yourself. And if you can't do it, keep on trying until you get it.
Keep on trying.
And love one another.
Yes. Do you have a website, Faith?
Yes, I have.
Would you please tell us what your website is and how we can get in touch with you?
Well, you can talk to my mother, because my mother knows all about that.
Thank you very much. Please put your mom on.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Yes.
Her website, you can find her at www.princechristine. It's actually my website, because she's so young.
Yes.
Of everything, like, really monitored by me. She don't even know her password.
Okay,
and,
good.
You can find me at www.princechristine@ymail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Facebook, Christine Jackson. And my phone number is 347-401-5098.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
and Christine, I don't know if you have any words of encouragement or any closing thoughts that you want to give. I want you to do that. Then I'm going to have the Queen comes back on to just give her closing statement.
Okay. Okay, my closing statement would basically be to love more, as my daughter mentioned, to just love them. Like, it's too much going on in this world. And, you know, life is too short. You know, people need to start loving one another, appreciating one another. Don't wait till someone dies to bring them roses and stuff like that, because it's no use. As I always tell family members and friends, like, if you're going to give me flowers, give it to me now. Tell me you love me now. Don't wait till I'm dead and gone or, you know, pass away. Then you're going to come and cry. I'm not going to hear you. You could talk all you want. I'm not going to hear you. So just love one another and, you know, try to, like, live certain things down and to forgive. Like, some people hold on to stuff for years. And, you know, try. I know it might be hard. Like, it take me a long time to do this. But work on forgiving. And just work on, like, all in, like, just ignore certain things. Just ignore certain things and, you know, step forward instead of always going backward. People need to start loving, be kind to one another. I'm not saying to just go out there and lay yourself down, but try to be kind and, like, little minor stuff, let it go. Someone will just step on your feet on the train and then you want to fight. Let it go. Just try to live peacefully with everyone, basically. Just live peacefully and at peace and try to be content within yourself. And just believe that all things are possible through Christ Jesus that strengthen you. And that's just my closing line. Like, serve God and love one another and do not discriminate against each other. Just live, love, laugh, and serve God. That's our main purpose, is to just serve God and do His will.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Faith, how would you like to close out our conversation this evening?
Well, I would like to say everybody have a blessed day. Enjoy life and remember that you can be what you want to be. And you're still beautiful. No matter what comes in your way, just try to avoid it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Queen, Miss New York Princess, Miss Faith Juanita Jackson, what a privilege it was for me to join this conversation and this broadcast with you. It's
Thank
an
you.
Honor. It's an honor, and I want to let you know that I'm here to support whatever you are doing. I'm only a phone call away. I would like if your mom could get you to Danbury, we could have you on the local TV show.
Yes.
So that you could help to encourage other work.
Okay.
Keep focus, my darling. Keep your eyes on
Thank
the prize. Don't you ever change. And don't let anyone try to tear you down. You know that God is your source. You know that He gives you all the talents.
Yes,
and
I
want to thank you for the job you're doing. And even though you're going to be giving up the crown soon, I know that
you're very welcome.
yeah, this is going to continue in your life because you are never, ever going to go back to that shy person who was hiding behind her mother.
No.
You are going to continue to rise and shine. And, oh, my heavens, I'll be keeping my eyes on you because I would love to see the phenomenal adult, the amazing adult that you will become. You are going to be a great role model.
Yeah.
You are going to be a great community leader.
Yes.
And I just know that you are going to be doing a lots and lots of amazing, amazing work.
Yes,
so,
I will.
Continue, kiss your little brother Michael and tell him to let me know when he's ready to come on the show.
Okay.
I just want to pray for your continued health and success and to tell you, keep smiling.
Okay.
Keep smiling. And I look forward, who knows, that I want to talk with your mother about having you up here in Danbury.
Okay.
Seeing that you are just down the road and we're going to get you on the TV so that all them girls in Connecticut can see the queen in living colors.
Okay, all right? Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my darling. So please, I want you to enjoy the rest of your summer. Have some fun.
And keep
smiling.
Thank you very much.
And Christine, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be in this conversation with you and your daughter. You are doing a great job raising your children, and I want to commend you because for someone who is from the same culture as you are, I know it's not easy for you to be doing what you are doing.
You're very welcome.
I know what the hindrance that can be. And I just want to commend you for following through.
Doing
what God wants you to do for your children and to just see them blossom and to be an example and a role model for others to really, really support and to listen. So, thank you too for coming on, and I look forward to talking with you real soon about having her on there. So you know
Definitely.
Where to find me if you if there's anything I can do to assist you guys.
Okay.
You know that I am here for you.
Thank you so much.
I believe in supporting and empowering others.
Okay, thank you so much. You're a true blessing.
Thank you. Because when I look on Faith now, and I look back over my life growing up, and I'm thinking, what would have happened if I had the encouragement? And
true.
I'm not complaining about what the Lord has done, because you're talking to a little girl who grew up barefooted, who took the shower in the wash pan, who didn't have
electricity.
I remember
those days.
That's right. Didn't have electricity. Who used the outhouse. And look what God has done to me today. So when you talk about blessing, I know, Faith, that God is good.
Yes.
He's good. So,
is awesome.
I am glad I met you guys, and I'll be following you, Faith, and seeing all the amazing things that you are doing.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So stay blessed. Stay blessed.
Thank you.
And have a blessed evening.
Yes. Thank you so much. And for those of you who join in to listen to the show, that was Miss New York Princess, Queen Faith Juanita Jackson, who is the reigning queen, and she's on her final leg of the reign. And she, in sometime in August, she will be crowning the new queen. And I'm sure that is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event. I just pray that I can be there to just witness it, because I tell you, this is amazing. And you all know all the time I tell you that we were all created for a destiny, and that we need to just follow our destiny. And listen, fate just proved it to you. 8 years old, and she's telling you, you can do anything that you want to do if you only believe in yourself. So follow your destiny. Do not allow anyone to tell you that you are less than and that you can't do anything. So love you all. And as usual, thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock.
Tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch Him right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called.